WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicki. Dozens of people from 35 countries are new citizens after Monticello's annual Independence Day naturalization ceremony. A Verona woman is dead after being struck by a car, and the driver is charged with DUI. And is Virginia's safety net crumbling? This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, July 5th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A man whom police say was driving a car under the influence struck and killed a pedestrian in Augusta County Tuesday night. State police say 41-year-old Wanda K. Kramer of Verona died at the scene. The driver, who was not identified, struck Kramer around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday. The driver, who was not injured, was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. What better way to celebrate the nation's birthday than to become a citizen? 67 people from 35 countries became citizens at the 56th annual Independence Day event at Monticello. The Daily Progress reports that Andrew Tisch, co-chairman of the Lowe's Corporation, was the keynote speaker. He said this was a time when some Americans are questioning the value of immigration and immigrants. And he said that immigrants, quote, make America bigger, better, and stronger. The immigrants naturalized on Wednesday were from a range of countries, including New Zealand, Iraq, and Sweden. Governor Ralph Northam recently signed legislation giving Virginia educators more time to renew their teaching licenses. That law went into effect on Sunday. WCVE's Megan Pauley reports.
In the past, Virginia educators have had to renew their teaching licenses every 5 years through additional coursework, professional development, and more. But now they'll have double the amount of time to complete those requirements.
It is one piece of a strategy to try to address the teacher shortage crisis.
That's Jim Livingston, president of Virginia's Education Association.
I think what this will mean is that teachers will be able to spend more of their time focused on teaching.
VEA's Kathy Bircher says another benefit, the ability for teachers on a 3-year provisional license to extend that licensure for up to 2 years, with a recommendation from the district superintendent. She says that'll be particularly helpful for hard-to-staff schools, like many in Richmond.
Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
Finally, some fear that the social safety net in Virginia may be crumbling. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope explains why.
Ever since the Clinton administration made major changes to the welfare system, the number of children living in poverty in Virginia has been rising. Meanwhile, the number of children receiving benefits has been on the decline. Michael Cassidy at the Commonwealth Institute says that's because Virginia has not kept up with the cost of living for temporary assistance to needy families.
Research shows that the economic security programs like TANF's cash assistance result in things like long-term improvements in children's health outcomes and academic performance and lifetime earnings.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says welfare is often a target for budget cuts because many people believe it's a handout instead of a hand up.
It is maybe penny wise, but very pound foolish, because children that grow up in poverty are far more likely than not to never be able to attain a sufficient education to be contributing taxpayers to Virginia's budget.
That's why analysts at the Commonwealth Institute are calling on policymakers to consider boosting cash assistance by using the existing balance in the program to reinvest back into families that need help the most. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicki. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Thursday.